Isindaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Livuka njani mntwazo omuhle, siyalamukela kumsakazo we 37 namhla ngolwesine mhla zingamathumi amabili lanhlanu kuNtulikazi 2019. Igama lami nguKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ibhangalele zeBank of Zimbabwe linika abanye abantu lamakampani imvumo yokusebenzisa idola lemelika elizweni.
Yona ungayo umthethwa yibhondi, imali engasebenziyo. Olapha sebebona nje ukuthi they are failing to acquire i-foreign currency ngendlela ezifaneleyo.
Umtshutshisi owahlolisisa okwenziwa ngumongameli Donald Trump ngesikhathi sokhetho ngomnyaka ka-2016 uthi kukhanya ngani umnumzana Trump kukhona angakwenzanga ngemfanelo.
We did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Sasithathanga isinqumo sokuthi umongameli waba lecala kumbe hathi.
Ezinye izakhamizi zakwaBulawayo kazifuni ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe ngabantu abakhethwe nguhulumende.
UBulawayo kafanelanga amukele ubusela noma sekutheni lokuphathwa kabi kwedolobha kumbe ukuphila njengenyamazana kungahlonishwa umthetho.
Umthethethi weqembu leZimbabwe Warriors uSandile Chisamba usethiye umsebenzi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ibhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi abantu abasebenza kunhlanganiso ezikholisa izisebenzi amadola emelika balakho ukusebenzisa imali elizweni leZimbabwe okuyidola lemelika. Ibhanga leli lethule iziqondiso ezintsha zokusebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe lisithi labo abasebenzisa idola lemelika ngabasezigodlweni zamazwe atshiyeneyo, abasebenzela inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa, abathengisa amafutha labathengisa ilitshe le-chrome. I-RBZ ithi kumele abantu laba basebenzise amabhanga xa befuna ukusebenzisa idola lemelika. Kukhanya ngani uhulumende weZimbabwe usedinga imali yakwamanye amazwe ngendlela ezitshiyeneyo kulandela ukuvimba kwakhe imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni okusanda kwethulelwa uZulu. Ingcoti kwezemnotho zithi uhulumende usethule nzima ngokuswelakala kwemali yakwamanye amazwe osekwenza ukuthi ethule umthetho omutsha wokudinga amadola emelika ngendlela engani ayiqhidakali. Kasenelisanga ukuxoxa ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende kanye lezebhanga leze-Bank of Zimbabwe. Ake sizwe ukuthi umnumzana Themnus Masuku, isakhamuzi seGweru, sitheni ngodaba lolu.
Yona ungayo umthethwa yibhondi, imali engasebenziyo. Olapha sebebona nje ukuthi they are failing to acquire i-foreign currency ngendlela ezifaneleyo. Kutho ukuthi ezinye indlela akutho ukuthi imali leyo bebengayifuni, but it was a measure ukuthi bona ngeke bayiphumise beyinikeza abanye abantu. But now decision is ama-embassy nama-NGOs la baye beyisebenzisa njani ukuthi decision ekhona. Ithi ungene eshop xa uya beyiphumisa njani isebenza khonapho khonapho yini njengoba izinto zonke ziyacharge.
So ngokukhuluma kwabo bathi kumele umuntu ayitshintshise emkambo webhanga, akumelanga la ukuthi uyisebenzise yini.
Umthetho lowo kawuphumi kahle kahle ngoba into abona ukuthi kathesi ngiyabe ngiyikwanisa ukuthi mina ngiyisebenzise leyo mali, ngingayisebenzisa kube kuhle njeyana. Kodwa omunye lo oseceleni la imali yakhe useyitholile efana nami, iwehlukanisa abantu ngento efanayo. Kati lo ulayo imali, mina ngilayo, lwani ulayo, umehluko wakhona ungazi kona.
Singathi wena ubona ngazani sebedinga imali yakwamanye amazwe ngendlela eziphansi?
Ikudinga imali ngendlela eziphansi ngoba leyi imali ayitholakali le. Kahle kahle bona okubehlula ukuthi imali bayisebenzise okumqoka kuyini umuntu onke abeyiphethe. Into nje ukuthi bayehluleke ukuthi babe nokuthembeka ukuthi umuntu imali yakhe ingagcineka yini ukuthi bayithole futhi ke leyo mali. Kati ngokuyibamba kwaba babekwenzile khonokho babeyibambile nje besesaba ukuthi bayengeza abantu imali ngendlela ababezifuna. Kodwa i-foreign currency yakhona beyifuna.
Umnumzana Terminus Masuku isakamuzi seKweru sixoxela esemkhoba 5. Umnumzana Robert Mula umthuthisi wakhokhela uphenyo lokucwayisisa ukungenela kwahulumende weRussia kukhetho lweMelika kanye necala eletheswa uMongameli Donald Trump elokuzama ukuvimba lolu phenyo uphe ubufakazi bakhe izolo edale leCongress wagcizelela ukuthi uTrump ulakho ukubanjwa ngumthetho nxa esesukile esikhundleni. UNtungameli Nkomo usethulela lolu daba.
Esipha ubufakazi bakhe umnumzana Mula uthe uma ngempumela yophenyo lwakhe yokuthi babe ngeke bageze uMongameli Trump kucala lokuzama ukuvimba lolu phenyo. Bekuchukwana mpela abebandla eliphikisayo elamademokrats bezama ukuveza uTrump njengomuntu omubi owadala icala njalo omele asuswe esihlalweni. Kuthi abebandla lika Trump elama Republicans bona bebemvikela besithi akulacala alidalayo. Umula yena lanxa emude ngomzimba ubesiba mfitshane ngaso sonke isikhathi ngamazwi kumpendulo zakhe lapho ebuzisiswa ngophenyo lwakhe zinhlangothi zombili. Kodwa ukubeke kwacaca ukuthi uMongameli Trump ulakho ukwetheswa icala lokuvimba isandla somthetho nxa esesukile esikhundleni ngoba umthetho okwamanje ungakuvumi ukuthi uMongameli weMelika etheswe icala. Nangu ebuzwa lilunga lama-Republicans.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
Yeah.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the President of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ethically, under the ethical standards.
Well, I'm not sure.
Ngeke ngethese uMongameli icala kodwa nxa esephumile esikhundleni. Yebo uyenelisa ukwetheswa icala lokuzama ukuvimba isandla somthetho.
To see if there are any other persons who might be drawn into the conspiracy.
Umula ufakaze ukuthi uMongameli Trump wazama ukumxotsha umsebenzi wokuphenya udaba lokudlelana kwakhe lele Russia ngesikhathi sokhetho esebenzisa isiphathamandla sikahulumende wakhe umnumzana Don McGahn. Ulandule imbiko yama-Republicans yokuthi ungumuntu ozonda uTrump kanye labo bonke ababekuqula lophenyo lwakhe.
You made a political case instead. You put it in a paper sack, lit it on fire, dropped it on our porch, rang the doorbell, and ran.
I don't think you reviewed
a... Angibona ukuthi walubala kuhle ugwalo lwempumela yethu ngendlela olucace ngayo njalo olungathathisa ngoti ngayo.
The gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
Ama-Democrats wona ebeqina ngokuthi buningi ubufakazi bokuthi uTrump wazama ukuvimba uphenyo lukaMula. Ngokunjalo athi kumele ajeziswe. Sibuze isiphathamandla se-MDCT eMelika umnumzana Dan Moyo ukuthi ububone njani ubufakazi bukaMula.
Well, I'm a Republican, wona. I think his strategy is ukuthi benze uMula abonakale njengomuntu iripoti yakhe ingekho accurate, ingekho fair.
Esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eMelika umnumzana Kelvin Manduna yena oqhuba izifundo zakhe zePhD eHoward University uthi kaboni imizamo yamademokrasi yokuhudula uMongameli Trump emsuse embusweni phezu kwecala aletheswayo iphumelela.
Okwakuqala wona amademokrasi ngokwabo ama-senior democrats oPelosi bakhulume kudala ukuthi they are not convinced ngendaba ye-impeachment.
UMongameli Trump yena uthi uMula ukuveze sobala namuhla ukuthi akulacala alidalayo njalo uthi uhlukuluzwa nje ngabebandla lama-Democrats. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
Umnumzana Robert Mueller uphinde wagcizelela izolo ntambama kuCommittee yeIntelligence Committee eHouse of Representatives ukuthi uTrump kaphunyukanga kudaba lokuphula imithetho yelizwe.
We did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Kasithathanga isinqumo sokuthi umongameli waba lecala kumbe hathi. Uthi ilizwe leRussia langenela kukhetho olwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2016.
Over the course of my career, I have seen a number of challenges to our democracy. The Russian government's efforts to interfere in our election is among the most serious.
Selokhu ngabona kubhidlizwa indlela okubuswa ngayo kwele Melika, okwenziwa lilizwe leRussia kangangaze ngubone kusenzakala kuleli lizwe. Ngibona engani siyavumelana ngalokhu.
I am sure that the committee agrees.
Uthi ababe kumkhankaso wokhetho bencedisa uTrump bemukela okwethulwa lilizwe leRussia.
In fact, the campaign welcomed the Russian help, did they not?
Kambe ilizwe leRussia langenela yini kukhetho?
I think we report in the report indications that that occurred.
Ngibona ngazani kukhona okuke okuphakathi kogwalo lolu kukhanya ngani kunjalo eleRussia langenela.
Yes.
Kodwa ke umnumzana Devin Nunes webandla lama-Republicans uthi udaba lolu lophenyo olwenziwa ngumula kaluzange luqhutshwe ngemfanelo.
The first Trump associate to be investigated was General Flynn. Many of the allegations against him stem from false media reports that he had an affair with a Cambridge academic, Svetlana Lokova.
UGeneral Flynn nguye oba ngokuqala ukuthi kukhangelwe udaba lolu ngoba wayecatshangelwa ukuthi uthandana lepolisa lensitha. Konke lokhu kwakungamanga ngoba okuthiwa wayethandana layo kwakuthiwa udlelana lelizwe leRussia. Wathi ke uhlangothi lwamapolisa ole-MI6 lwamemethekisa amanga la kumaphephandaba. Konke lokhu kukhanya kungamanga.
Your report fails to reveal how or why Andrew and his collaborator, Richard Dearlove, former head of Britain's MI6, spread these allegations.
Umula uphinde wabuzwa nge-WikiLeaks okwakukhanya engazani yayisebenza kanye lalabo ababencedisa uTrump. Uthe kukhanya ngazani lokhu akuphathwanga ngemfanelo. UTrump utshele intatheli zindaba izolo ntambama ukuthi uMueller wethule udaba olungaqedakaliyo edalele Congress.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job.
Ngibona engani uMueller kenzanga kahle, wethule amanyala kuphela. Akulanto ayitshele uZulu ngoba ubengaphathanga lutho lokho kade kumele ekuvezele uZulu.
He had nothing to work with.
Unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi, umkhokheli wedalele House of Representatives, okubandla lama-Democrats uthi abalendlebe bazizwele okwethulwe nguMueller. Uthi loba echaye konke emphakathini, kasingafiki isikhathi sokuthi bathonise uTrump edaleleli kulokho okubizwa ngesilungu ngokuthi yi-impeachment.
Whatever decision we made in that regard would have to be done with our strongest possible hand, and we still have some outstanding matters in the courts.
Nxa siphatha udaba lolu kumele sibone ukuthi silobufakazi bonke. Lokhu kukuningi okumele sikulungise emthethwandaba. Konke lokhu kuhambelana leCongress lesisekelo sombuso welizwe.
It's about the Congress, the Constitution, and the courts.
Akwaziwa ukuthi luzaphetha ngani udaba lolu ngoba kukhanya amabandla la elokhu ethobelene ngokwenziwa nguTrump ngomnyaka ka-2016.
Sike sibone ke khonokhu ke okwamaphephandaba lokunye okutheneyo okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Iphephandaba le-Herald lithi kungamanga okwethulwe ngumnumzana Tendai Biti ukuthi kule mali efika amabhiliyoni amathathu $3 billion iyasetshenziswa buchapha luhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezokulima uhlelo olwaziwa ngokuthi yi-Command Agriculture. Iphephandaba le-Chronic libika ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo wethulele uZulu izitampa eziveza ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lifisa ukuthi osomabhizimusi bakwamanye amazwe bavule amabhizimusi eZimbabwe. Kwamanje-ke sonke isikhathi senu Zulu kandaba likhumbule ukuthi kumele lisithumezele-ke imilayezelo etshiyeneyo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi 0120245031 lithumezeke ama-audio nakho okunye okwethulwe ngabantu lamhlanje.
Bantu noka ngicela ngohlupho lomntanami bantu ngicela ukuncediswa. Uhlupho lwami lokaluhamba luseyaphambili. Ngicela abamabandla noma bengaphi ngicela ukuncediswa abantu sengidubekile. Yimi ubekezela Banda wekhezi. Ngicela ukuncediswa abantu bakamlimi uhlupho lolendalo lukhulu kakhulu. Sengizama injamo yonke yomhlaba. Sengihlulekile yikho sengimemezela ngokuthi ngicela abantu ongangincedisa. Noma ngaluphi uhlobo okwanisa ukuncedisa ngalo ngicela uncediswa kangilali lapha ekhaya. Into le isithwalisa umntana mzima sokuze kumkhama lebusuku. Ngumuntu ongakhulumiyo wena le ngikhuluma ngayo ngongakhulumiyo oyisimumumu oyimbebebe. So manje ukuhlupheka komuntu onjalo kunzima abantu kakhulu emhlabeni okunye engakwanisile ukuthi engazivikela ethini. Ngiyacela abantu bakamlimi, ngiyacela abantu bakamlimi ongabe lo ncedo engilobuzela inamba zami 077-401-2622. Ngiyacela nje emhlabeni wonke ongangizwela abantu engincedise kulolu hlupho engilayo. Nxa kudingeka ukuthi ngifike khonapho ndingandilayela leyo ndawo ngingafika noma nini. Ngithole nzima bani.
Mina umbuzo engilawo kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ngokuthi kanti yena ubaba uMakhuphula lo osehlala ekhuphule njalo ipetroli ukhuphulela bani osebenza ngaphi njalo hola malini njalo njengoba amathuba emsebenzi kuyi-0% ungakaze ukukhulunyela ngawo. Kuse kusithi njengoba bona abantu beMpumalanga behlala benjalo bethi bona bangabafundileyo. Kanti abakufundileyo kuphi? Ngoba mina ngikubone ngoba abantu bahlala abantu bafundile bafundile. Abakufundileyo kuphi? Njengoba ilizwe nanti liyafa liyaphambili. Abakufundileyo kuphi? Ukubulala ilizwe, ukuhlukumeza abantu, igugu rawundi. Hayi bazalwane. Nambona ngathi yikho lokho abakufundileyo. Hayi lokho ke bakubhasela ke lokho. Ene bese ngibuya futhi entweni yokufunda le bese buya ngkwane ngoba nanga nomgabe kwathiwa umgabe ulama 10 degree 18 degree wenzani 18 degree yakhe ngoba nanti anilizwe lifile esengakufundayo ukuthi ingqondo yomuntu kuphela qha yiyo ebalulekileyo.
UMichael into enanzeleleyo ukuthi khathesi umuntu osebenzayo ethi nxa ukuthi usebenze hola less than $500 kasila budget futhi lapho ke kuze ngingawugada i-tax nge-$3 1 up to 30 futhi it's a 1 imali yankona is 180 emsebenzini udle more than $8 per day i-budget yankona is 240 ukususala le malini le mali yankona ema-banking yakho. Nawe imali yankona ema-banking yakho uyithenga sithi uhola 400 uyathola less than 360 ubona imali yankona vele ukuthi akusela budget ekhona eZimbabwe. Nxa yebudget i-budget yankona yeyabo ubhujethi angento engekhoyo futhi ayivele khathesi kuyenze i-government veze ayisancedisi lutho omunye eZimbabwe esofayela ukuthi ubulala abantu.
Labake ngabalandeli beStudio 7 abasithumezele imilayezelo yabo sicela ukuthi lisithumezeleni kunombolo ethi 001-202-465-0318 leke inombolo yethu yiWhatsApp. Sizokhangele ke ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Sokubotshwe okhokela ibutho kwele-Sudan okuthiwa bezama ukugenqula uhulumende labanye amasosha. Kuqhubekela phambili ukutshisa emazweni agoqela ele-Belgium, e-Germany, ne-Netherlands. Kukhangelelwe ukuthi kuza kutshisa okumangalisayo namhla kwele-Britane nakwele-France. Ukutshisa lokho kuzabe kusedlula okwenzakala ngomnyaka ka-1974. Abantu abaningi kobulawayo bathi kabafuni ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe yikhomishini njengalokho okwakwenzakala kwamanye amadolobho eZimbabwe. Bathabile Masuku usethulela lolo daba.
Kuphuma imbono ehlukeneyo mayelana lokuthi kumiswe umsebenzi amakhansila wonke akobulawayo, kufakwe ikhomishini ezaqhuba umsebenzi wokuqondisa inhlelo zekhansili yaleli dolobho ngemva kwengxabangxoza eqhamuke lapho umsekeli kaMayor elobele uTown Clerk incwadi yokumisa umsebenzi esithi akaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi. Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo ongumqondisi weHabakuk Trust uthi umbuso wekhomishini ayisiwo cebo elihle ukuxazulula inkinga esiqhamuke kobulawayo.
Ye, kuliqiniso sibili ukuthi ikhomishini asonto enhle ngoba esikhathini esiningi isetshenziswa ngohulumende kumbe libandla elisayizana ukuphefu ukuthi lisebenze injongo yayo.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube, umcebisi enhlanganisweni emele amalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association, uthi ukuphathwa kabi kwedolobho akumelanga kuvunyelwe edolobheni.
Ubulawayo kafanelanga amukele ubusela noma sekutheni, lokuphathwa kabi kwedolobho kumbe ukuphila njengenyamazana kungahlonishwa umthetho. Abantu abanjalo kabaphume baphele edolobheni, ungakhathalekile noma ngamakhansila kumbe izisebenzi. Kakuphenywe ke ngokuphangisa kulabo abatholakala belamacala betheswa amacala basuswe ezikhundleni, kulokuthi kungene abantu abangavotelwanga, okuhle ukuthi kungene abavotelweyo. Nxa kuyukuthi kukhitshwa amakhansila ngu-10 kaphuma ngu-10 kuvotwe endaweni ezingu-10, kumbe nxa bephuma bonke kuvotwe njalo kungabi labantu abangena bengavotelwanga.
Umnumzana Thembelani Dube, unobhala wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association, uthi akavumelani lombono wobuso wekhomishini.
Kulandela iziphithiphithi ezibe khona ekhansilini yakobulawayo kula maviki adlulileyo, inhlanganiso yolwa Progressive Residents Association izathi gwaqa ngolwesihlanu sizahlanganela lezinye inhlanganiso ezivela kuHarare leGweru. Sicubungula ukuthi njengoba baye baba le khomishini kibo yasebenza njani.
Umnumzana Gilibone Khabo, isikhulumeli sebulawayo Progressive Residents Association, uthi abantu bangagijimeli okwekhomishini lokho.
Ukuthi kuthiwa kufake ikhomishini, ikhomishini le abantu sebekhethe ilist yabo, angazi abantu bafika 18, but sikhangela i-Urban Councils Act, uminister ulelungelo ukufaka abantu abathathu kuphela. Nxa sesifuna ukufaka ilist le yabantu, kuyasomela ukubuyela kuhambwe e-cabinet kube le amendment of that act. So hayi, abantu abame kancane indaba yekhomishini.
Kolunye udaba, umabhalane omkhulu wekhansili yakobulawayo uTown Clerk umnumzana Christopher Dube usekhweze amaphepha emthethwandaba ephikisa ukumiswa kwakhe umsebenzi ethi kulandelwe umthetho ekuqhutshweni kophenyo lwamacala awethweswayo. Ngalokho umsekeli kaMayor umnumzana Tinashe Kambarami uyavuma ukuthi wamukele amaphepha ambiza emthethwandaba.
Amaphepha ngiwabonile sibili abuyile, bazonseva ngamaphepha ukuthi ngirespondi ekhoti. Kodwa mina ngendlela engikubona ngayo nje ukuthi abantu basuke baba lembono etshiyeneyo. Mina engikukhangeleyo ukuthi nxa bekube lama-allegation and genuinely umuntu ekwazi ukuthi they are innocent, akalacala, bekulula nje ukuthi umuntu ephendule nje ama-allegations that were leveled, kungabi le nkulumo zonke lezi ezisuka ziba khona. Okunye phela ukuthi umuntu usuke ethathe advantage ethi sefuna abanye abantu ukuthi bemncedise ukulwa impi zakhe. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi there are allegations that are there.
Izakhamuzi zakobulawayo sezibone ukufaka ikhomishini ezakhangela ngendaba zekhansili yakobulawayo kungasilo cebo elihle. Bathi labantu abakuluhlu lwasebekhethiwe ukuba bangene kukhomishini le ababoni kungabantu abangaphumelela ekulungisiseni okuhluphayo kulelo dolobho. Abenhlanganiso emele izakhamizi zakobulawayo bathe bazakuba lomhlangano ngolwesihlanu wokuxoxisana phezu kwale ikhomishini okuzabenza bazi ubuhle lobubi benyathelo leli. Ngimele iStudio 7 yakobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Olunye udaba esanda kulwamukela ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association ithi umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu lelizwe lama-Warriors uSandile Chizamba usetshiye umsebenzi. Isikhulumeli seZifa uXolisani Nkosela wethule umbiko lo izolo ntambo mayisithi uChizamba utshiye umsebenzi lo engabanjwanga ngamandla. IZifa ithi okwamanje umsebenzi lo usuphethwe nguRaman Gugu.
mangibingelele kuzo zonke indawo kufikenyelela khona iphimbo lami. Igama lami lokuzalwa ngiphostate Ncube, ngizalwa eCholocho, eZimbabwe. Endimeni kaMaskandi ngifike ngo-2012, ngafika eqenjini elibizwa ontanga yethu insizwa se-Grey Town. Ngasebenza nazo kahle kakhulu, kwaze kwafanela ukuthi ngiphume owamumuzi. Ngaphuma-ke ngakha owamumuzi lapho engazibiza khona ngeqisha yamkantsha. Kwi-albhamu yami yeqisha yamkantsha ngaproduswa nguMazenge, ezalwa kwamuzi Khwele Mthini, umfo kaMkhethwa. Ngasebenza naye kahle kakhulu, wangifundisa ukuhlonipha abalandeli, ngakho ngisabahlonipha namanje kakhulu futhi. Ngiyayibonga leya nsizwa yangithatha yangibeka, le ngane yadla bafo nabafokazana. Uma ngabe uthanda usungathi nje uhluphe insizwa. Igama likahluphe insizwa bafowethu angilicoshanga, mhlambe ngathi angilidobhanga ko-Facebook okanjani. Leli gama ngalithunyelwa insizwa engiyihloniphayo kakhulu laphana ebizwa ngozinja ziyamluma emculweni ebuya eCholocho eMkhuhlane.
Kunzima eZimbabwe, vele kuthi angithathi imithwalo yami ngihambe. Ufunda nongathwele, okusele sogcina sidlana sodwa. Siyizwe elinomnotho kodwa sibulawa indlika mnotho. Kunzima, kunzima, siyofundwa sakubona sakubeleza. Thina sizwe sikamthwakazi sisonsa kanzima abantu abazi. Bathi nikuhlele kabanzi, kodwa ngesandla sensimbi.
Ngilapha-ke bafowethu, lo nyaka ngizokhipha idlalade elisha sha, kuyidlalade elesibili. Elesihloko esithi sokhala kuzwe bani.
Ngilo lapho uthoya uyabulawa. Noma uvalele ejele, awungitshele. Sokhala kaphunguze kuphelini. Sesihlala sikhala ubusuku nemini. Iningi. Kule mazweni sizama imizamo yokuzama ukuthola impilo engcono. Kwabona ubuholi bethu buyinkinga. Ave inkinga nisho inkinga ngoba udlula neyinkinga.
Le ngoma lethi sokhala kuzwe bani bafethu. Sesikhathele. Sikhathele siwumthwakazi asinakwa, siyahlupheka ekolweni, abantwana abasafundi ulimi lwethu. Uyabona nje mangabe utoyitoya utoyitela amalungelo wakho, uyashaywa, ungene ejele, abanye bacina sebelahlekelwa imphefumulo yabo. So bafowethu, ngiyazama ukuthi nje ingoma lena ingene kubantu, abantu bezwe singomaskandi sizile kule ndawo. Sifike ngomlayezo, asifikanga ngobunandi bokuthi abantu bazojayiva kuphela. Sifike ngomlayezo, siyafundisa, siyaduduza, siyaguguzela futhi. Bafowethu, asiqineni engomeni ezinemilayezo. Yebo, ihawu likhona komaskandi. Ihawu likhona komaskandi, vele ngeke kuhlale ingoma ngeke ibe mnandi ngenahawu. Siyazi sonke ukuthi umaskandi nje umnandi ngehawu, kodwa kube khona ingoma ezinomlayezo bafowethu. Engikucelayo-ke bafowethu nonke, ngicela nonke nje abesifazane, iy'nsizwa ezicula umaskandi, ngicela siziphatheni kahle sonke. Ngingavala nje ngokubonga abafana bami engisebenza nabo abaxhaphazi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu iy'nsizwa zakwethu ngokuhloniphana, indlela esihloniphana ngayo. Niyibambe kanjalo. Ongifunayo uyongithola kule number 074-540-7591, 074-540-7591. WhatsApp ke lo. Noma ngabe ngakuphendulanga after 3 hours, kodwa as soon as ngivula ifoni ngizokuphendula. Iqesha mkantsha ngithi nje phengu ibheshi kuleyo ndawo.
Uzwa njani ke umculo lowo ke singakehluka nonto sikhangele indaba ezikhokela lamhlanje. Ibhanga leli ze-Bank of Zimbabwe linika abanye abantu lamakampani imvumo yokusebenzisa idola leMelika. Ezinye izakhamizi zakwaBulawayo kazifuni ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe ngabantu abakhethwe nguhulumende. Umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu yeleZimbabwe Warriors uSandile Chitsambwe usetshiye umsebenzi. Siqhuba lapha-ke uhlelo lethu kwamanje, walivalisayo ngukhiphi Stube.